God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect and then step forward in faith.
Good morning. Come on in. The water is fine. Let's just get in here. Listen, just want to encourage you today. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily prayer with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. What you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. For the Bible says, man doesn't live on bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. Listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to this word. Let's go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Now, devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. And I say it again, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Ah, glory, Keisha. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now listen, I just want to encourage you today on this 30th day of June. Let's see here. It was June 30th, 2025. It's the 181st day of the year. And let's see. So the number 181 is a palindromic number. It means it's a mirror image signifying divine symmetry. Come on now. Divine symmetry, balance, and a spiritual checkpoint. It prophetically signals that God, as our source, is a beginning of new order. The eight represents new beginnings, resurrection, and the double one. It means a return to divine origins and purpose. For the number 181 equals grace to prosper while remaining anchored in God. This is a day of reset, okay? A call to move forward into a blessing without forgetting your source of every seed, every harvest, and every level of dominion. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28 says, let us make Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them, okay, you are the them that he was talking about, let them have dominion. Genesis, God's original plan was never domination, but stewardship in partnership with him. You were created to manage heaven's resources on earth. Not to hoard them, okay? Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you understand that God's kingdom is built on this principle, seed time and harvest, while the earth remains, Genesis chapter 8, seed time, sowing seed and harvest shall not stop. The principle applies not only to agriculture, but spiritually and financially. June 30th is a reminder that your next harvest is in your current seed. God has already placed within you what will unlock your next level of dominion. Deuteronomy 8:18, okay? But remember, the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant. The power, his ability, his dunamis on your life is so that way he could establish his covenant. The covenant is the promise of God that if you will allow him to lead you, according to John, that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Okay, come on now. Yeah, listen, I just want to encourage you today. I know it's Monday. Listen, and Luke 6:38. Giving releases overflow. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Listen, God doesn't give you money. He inspires men to give back to you. So when you sow into his kingdom, the kingdom principle of, well, first of all, you must understand that the kingdom of God, let's just take a look at this. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. Okay. If you're not going to the Lord first, then you're doing this backwards. Because we're made in God's image, sometimes we can have a God complex. Okay. But listen, when we have the understanding that God is my source, and as a child of God, get this, as a son of God, listen, I've been teaching for the last several weeks, and you've heard me in years before, where you were not created as servants, slaves unto God. He doesn't need subservience, okay? God has angels that will go forth and tell his messages and do his bidding, okay? He has the Holy Spirit that will remind us. He doesn't need robots. God created us as divine offspring, someone to share the kingdom with. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, and his righteousness. Okay, that word righteousness just means relationship or right standing. So if I keep things first, go to the Lord. Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. When we understand going to the Father, this is for all my New Testament believers or Christians or whatever that you want to call yourself. God called us believers. The world called us Christians. Christianity is a religion. It's not a relationship. Okay, let me say it like this. When they asked Jesus, teach us how to pray, like John taught his disciples how to pray. Okay, Jesus said, okay, pray like this. Meaning ownership, our Father. Okay, if you cannot relate to him as Father, you cannot receive the benefits of his kingdom. Okay, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What? Thy kingdom come, your way of doing things come. Where? On earth as it already is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. We need to be feeding on the word daily, okay? Get to the word first. Get into prayer first. Prayer is just communicating with your Father. Oh, my God. He said, "Woo, my God, okay, we don't need all the vessels, these and the thous." No, you talk to the Father like you would talk to your parent. Hey, Dad, listen, going through some stuff right here. I know you see everything. What do I need to do so this can align with your purpose? Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, my God. This is the day. On this day, heaven is inviting you to reaffirm your identity as a steward of kingdom wealth. He needs to know that he can trust you with what he gives you. Activate your dominion through intentional sowing. See, when you sow your seed, that means that you see the first test that the Father gives you is the wealth test. It's the money test. Can you sow? You see, God's kingdom is, see, currency, that word currency means moving or revolving financial matter, okay? We'll just call it what it is, financial substance, okay? So if God can say, if you will, first of all, give back to me what's already mine in the amount and how I tell you to do it, I will make sure it multiplies back to you. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, okay? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. See? When I inspire you to give and you give, I inspire others to give back to you. Okay, that's the currency. Okay. Why? Because sometimes when you sow your seed, it might not come back to you as money, but it might come back to you as favor. Okay, you need something done and you don't have everything that you need. God will give you favor with the people. God will give you favor with him and with man. Sometimes, if you need healing, our glory. Sometimes when you sow seed, it activates the healing power of God on your behalf. So you sow seed, and then sometimes you have to go to the doctor. Yeah, okay, God created science and doctors and these things to diagnose or to let us know what we need to pray for, what we need to believe God for, okay? The doctors aren't the healers. God uses them as his scalpel to do what needs to be done here on earth. Oh, come on now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added. I don't have to go to God for things. He's going to give me the things anyway. And my God shall supply all of my needs. Okay, we have to understand what real prosperity is. Prosperity is that your Father knows what you need. And when we align according to his purpose to do what he created us to do, he's going to make sure that everything is in our path that we need to be successful. Oh, come on. We need to trust God's covenant economy above the world system. And then also look in the mirror and ask, am I aligned with heaven's financial rhythm? The 181st day is a mirror. How you've sown and steward up until this midpoint of the season is now setting the tone for your harvest in the second half. Come on, repeat this after me. Say, I am created for dominion, not depletion. I activate God's promise of seed time and harvest. I walk in covenant wealth through divine wisdom and obedience. I give with expectation and I receive with humility. My life is a channel of overflow and I honor the Lord with my increase. So listen, when you understand this, okay, so now let's break this down. Remember, I said that you were a son, right? Galatians chapter 4, Paul said, you are no longer servants, but sons, okay? Why? Because Jesus came to reconnect us, reestablish, and reaffirm us as children of the Most High God, okay? Psalms 82, verse 6. Says, ye are gods, little g, Elohim's. He is Elohim, okay? And you are all children of the Most High. That word, that phrase, the Most High, is a Hebrew word, El Elyon, which means Most High God, or the Most Highest in authority. So we were created with the Most Highest of authority. He gave us access to his power and authority. Let us create man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion, ruling authority. Come on, somebody. Are you getting this? Woo-hoo! Are you getting this today? Oh, my gosh. See, I want you to get this. See, I want you to get this today. I want you to get the understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding. When you understand, I'm a son and not a servant, I have an inheritance. If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. See, when you understand that God, we know the truth. The truth is God's word aligns with itself. I don't have to add anything to it. I don't have to take anything from it. When I understand, when I have the revealed knowledge and understanding that I am a son of God and not a servant, and my Father needs to make sure that every need is met because he promised it. So, oh my God. Listen, we're getting ready to sow our seed here. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. But if you got something today, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Oh my God, my God. Listen, the devil doesn't want you to get this understanding. See, if he can keep you from getting understanding, then he knows that that keeps you from being empowered to do what God has created you to do. Well, listen, we're going to sow our seed. We're going to do the 2025 seed. Now, listen, remember, we're doing what the word says, God's kingdom, okay? It says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Why? Because God's kingdom is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. The seed time is the sowing of the seed or investing in God's kingdom consistently, okay? And then the harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from what you sow. So, in this ministry, we have two ways of sowing seed. You can first do it into the ministry by using the little smartphone and scan the little QR code. It'll take you to our PayPal. We also, you can sow by using your banking app, Zelle, and use our Gmail. You store mintl@gmail.com. That's the first way. Now, the second way is doing what the word calls a teruma. This is the first and the most powerful way that God created seed time. Okay, when Cain and Abel gave the first offerings, they gave it directly to the hand of God. Okay, so the priest, Ezekiel 44:30, and the first of all, first fruits of all things of every oblation. That word oblation is not, see, that's King James English. The word was teruma. And the first, and every teruma of all, and every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough that he may cause or speak the blessing to rest in your house. When you understand that when you put it in the hand of the priest, this seed is even more powerful because when you put it in his hand, it opens his mouth. And the Bible says that God honors the mouth of the priest, the prophet. Woo, my God. And the second way is to sow it directly on the right hand of the screen. You see my PayPal, my Zelle, and my Cash App. My Cash App is $2ProphetMDBryant. When you sow this anointed grace seed, the 2025 seed, $20.25, $225, and so on. Give your best seed. And when you sow it, expect God to bring you harvest or manifest a harvest back to you. And that's God's kingdom principle. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree. My God, I declare and decree. This word shall go forth and activate kingdom wealth, kingdom prosperity, kingdom health in their life. Father, I declare and decree that as this word is going forth, you are healing them, spirit, soul, body, and financially. They have favor with God and with man. Father, high glory. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Father, understanding. Give them understanding. Wealth with understanding, health with understanding, peace with understanding. They will understand why everything works out for their good in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said amen. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast this week. Be blessed.